Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. March is upon us so fast, and we're already a week into March. March is Fraud Awareness Month, and as you're aware, I invite various individuals who are specialists in promoting fraud awareness for interviews on this program. Today, I have invited Carla Davis. She is the spokesperson for the Better Business Bureau, and BBB has just released their top 10 scams for 2018. And 2018's winners are the romance scam, the income tax extortion scam, online purchase scams, employment scams, phishing. I'm still looking for some information on what that means, so Carla will give us some insight on that. We've got subscription scams, advance fee loan scams, tech support, home improvement, and bank investigator scams. Carla, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to bring you on the line here.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, and hello to your listeners.
Carla, what stands out to you about this updated report?
Well, first and foremost, you know, we're looking at the general number of losses that we've been seeing. And so in terms of the money end of it, we're looking at over $121 million that was lost across Canada. And we're looking at the comparison from 2017, which was $95 million. And even further back in 2015, which is $61 million. So we've seen how the figures have jumped significantly every single year. That's one thing we've noticed. Another thing is the fact that for 2018, our scam tracker reports hit record numbers as well. We received 50,000 scam tracker reports across all of North America. And we're looking at about 2,000 of that coming from Canada and maybe around 300 in like parts of BC. And when another thing that was striking to us was the fact that that $121 million that was lost, that was just the 5% of Canadians who actually reported their scam experience. So actual losses are actually approaching near $3 billion. So it's really frightening how much the scammers have really been able to milk so much money from people. And in terms of the scams that we've seen on the list, we're seeing that there are three new scams. And one that I would have to say has evolved in such a dynamic way that has become number one. And in terms of the reports that we've received as well, there has been an increase in the level of aggression that scammers have been using to get money from people. And that could also explain why the numbers are also high this year.
So let's jump right into that. Before we actually started recording, you and I were speaking about my shock and outrage reading the latest report and seeing the romance scam and exactly what you were saying about the evolution of the romance scam. So please, first of all, introduce us to the romance scam, and then please talk to us about how it has evolved so insidiously.
Okay, so the romance scam starts online, through online dating sites or through social media platforms like Facebook. What happens is that a scammer will initiate contact with you, or you might unknowingly initiate contact with a scammer depending on how attractive their profile looks. And they will start what we call nurturing. They'll, you know, say the nice things, get to know you, and very quickly ask you to come off the dating site, because that's their way of ensuring that if they are discovered as a scammer, they still have a way to keep contact with you or direct contact with you. So what happens is they eventually become very good friends. You start to trust them. They'll speak a lot about loyalty and how important it is to trust. And eventually they'll start asking the money questions. And they'll start with small figures sometimes and work their way up into the thousands, the hundred thousands, and even into the millions. And how this scam has evolved is even when you're all scammed out, they've taken every amount of money that you could possibly give. They found a way to still make victims useful by turning them into what we call money mules. The money mule is someone who they've used, who's a victim of a romance scam, and turning them into someone who is still participating and supporting and assisting with other types of scams and frauds. So they'll use this person to assist with identity theft, with grandparent scams, with transporting drugs and, you know, money and counterfeit products. So that's how they end up getting that victim to support them, and they've played on the loyalty and they've used that manipulation to still make them useful. And these people will do it for free and do it out of what they purport to be love.
So this sounds like a crazy plot for a Hollywood movie, but you're actually saying that people have reported this type of scam. And the idea seems so outrageous that a reasonable, level-thinking individual would be wrapped up and caught up in this. How does this happen?
Honestly, the scammers have found a way to tap into that vulnerability. And one thing they've done, at least from the reports we've seen, is that a lot of them do research. They will, especially those who are searching for ideal candidates for a romance scam, they will go around, look and see what's being posted on social media, look for people who've had tragic experiences or tragic incidents, who's lost someone who's lonely, someone who always says they need a friend, and then they'll reach out to that person. And what is sad is even in some of the reports that we've received, we'll even see where victims said, you know, at least I had a friend or someone I thought was my friend for that period of time. So they look for people who are almost down and, you know, probably going through some form of depression or loneliness or something like that. They know how to find their target.
This sounds wickedly predatory.
Across Canada.
But this is wickedly predatory.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, they go out, they hunt, and they will do whatever it takes and convince you and always say the right things. We've seen that term in our reports as well. They always say the right things. And that is what gets them in. And a lot of our victims at the beginning will say, I would never fall for something like that. But it happens. And it happens over and over again.
And on that note, actually, because I feel like we need to make a warning or a disclaimer that this is not a make-believe interview. This is actually happening across North America, where individuals are being sucked in to these romance scams. And tell us now, because the report you sent me, it's not just about losing $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 now. This has grown into people losing their lives. So I'm wanting this program to be a very loud warning for people who are online dating. And if you do suspect that you have been sucked into something that is not real, we're going to give you contact information where you can get some support. You can make a proper report. But most importantly, when you're so emotionally vulnerable and when someone has been predatorily stalking you and taking advantage of those emotions, we really want to get that support out there. So, Carla, would you please talk to us about the growth, the exponential growth, and also the morphing of this romance scam? Because it's not just about losing a couple thousand dollars anymore.
Right. So when we did that investigative study, we noticed that in the last 3 years, BBB received about close to 640 reports on Scam Tracker about romance scams alone. And the losses that we saw across all of North America were over $1 billion. So there were also instances of maybe close to 8,000 complaints about fraudulent activity on dating sites, which allowed us to come to the conclusion that about 30% of online profiles are actually fake. So online dating profiles especially are fake. So what we've been encouraging people to do is if you decided to take that step and go and engage in online dating, great. You know, it does have its benefits. It is convenient. You get to meet with different people across the world. But at the same time, you need to take that extra step and find out who is it that is at the other end of your conversation and what is their intention with you. Because the signs will start to pop up very quickly. You know, from the get-go, if you started initiating, you found a potential love interest, do a Google image search on their profile picture. Look to see if it's popping up in other people's profiles, because that has happened a lot. They find someone who's strikingly attractive and someone with a very beautiful bio in their profile, who's speaking about wealth, who's speaking about career success, traveling across the world. And that's the kind of stuff they use to pull you in. And then you're going to look for signs. So that you're going to look for signs where the person is also very eager to get off the dating platform. And the reason for that is that sometimes the dating sites start to catch on to the fact that the person is a scammer. So if from the very get-go you see them trying to get your number or trying to get your email address to contact you directly, I would treat that as a red flag as well. another thing as well is also if they've started to profess love very, very quickly, they start to say, oh, they've never met someone like you before. And, you know, they're saying you are definitely the one and they love you unconditionally and, you know, they can't wait to marry you. Those are signs also that you could be dealing with a scammer because their thing is to try and progress the relationship as fast as possible to where they can start making money off of you. So as it gets to the money part now, so what usually used to happen with romance scams is that they would start asking you for help. You know, you get a scenario of some form of tragedy or emergency. They'll say, oh, you know, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet you. Can you assist me with a plane ticket? Can you share your credit card details with me so I can get money to buy a ticket? That kind of thing. That's how it used to be. They're still doing that, but now it's gone beyond that. Once they've taken the money or gotten money from victims, they're not stopping there. What they've started to do now is use the victims to participate in other scams and frauds. So they've played on the manipulation and deception and gotten them to feel like they are doing something for someone they love and care about. So they will accept packages in the mail that's coming from someone and then send it to another address outside of the country and innocently do it because their love interest has asked them to do so. And that is what has made it very difficult for law enforcement to even track the scammers. It's because of the fact that the money is moving from point A to point B to point C to point D, and it's going around in so many different hands that the breadcrumbs get almost, you know, distorted. And that is how they're using the victims as well. So they've used the victims to hide them. And at the end of the day, the victim doesn't know their real name. The victim doesn't really know where they live. They've just, you know, gotten the information that they were told. And so, you know, that's how this scam has evolved to become number one.
Do the victims actually know their victims?
Some do. Like, we've received reports from some of the BDDs in the U.S. where they share that law enforcement did contact the victims once, you know, they realized that this person was a money mule and explained to them that, hey, you know, this is what is happening. And broke down all the red flags and all the steps and all the signs. And some of them were in complete denial. Absolutely not. My love interest is not a scammer. He or she's a real person and they would never do this to me. And then there are those who believe, but then they still continue because they've gotten manipulated in a different way, in the sense that where the scammer has convinced them that, hey, if you go to law enforcement with this, I will let them know that you helped me with this scam. So, you know, they also feel trapped, like, hey, I have to stay. And then there are those who are in such great debt, like they've lost so much money and they're in so much financial trouble that the scammer has made this look like a way out for them where they can solve their financial problems.